The family and friends of jailed Press TV anchor Marzia Hashemi have called for her immediate release, saying that she must be allowed to testify as an ordinary witness since she has not committed any crime.
In light of the new information contained in the order by the Chief Judge of District Court for the District of Columbia, wherein it is clearly stated that Ms. Hashemi is not accused of any crime and has cooperated with the judicial proceedings, and as to the fact that she does not pose a flight risk, which was the basis for her arrest under the material witness law, and that therefore there no longer is a need for her continued incarceration, we demand that Ms. Hashemi be immediately released from prison and be allowed to give testimony as an ordinary witness under conditions as determined by the judge.
This comes as a U.S. court confirmed that Hashemi has been detained as a material witness in an unspecified investigation. Hashemi has been in jail since Sunday. The FBI and the U.S. Justice Department have refused to offer explanations for her arrest. The 59-year-old African-American has appeared in court twice for testimony. Her three children are also set to appear in court next week. A U.S. government source also said that a grand jury is examining whether Press TV is a propaganda outlet. Now let's review chronologically the arrest and imprisonment of Press TV's anchor and journalist, Marzia Hashemi, in the United States.
Press TV anchor and journalist Marzia Hashemi was arrested on the 13th of January when she was taking an internal flight from the United States St. Louis Airport to Denver. Hashemi's children have been very concerned about their mother since her first phone call to them on Tuesday, the 15th. During the first phone call to her family members, Hashemi said she was handcuffed, shackled, and treated like a criminal. The journalist also said she had her hijab forcibly removed and she was photographed without her headscarf upon arrival at the prison. She also said she was not offered halal food. The FBI has so far refused to comment on Hashemi's arrest and there is not much information about her health condition. American officials had also not confirmed her detention until Friday, the 18th, when a partially unsealed federal court document confirmed that she was not being accused of any crime and will be released once the proceedings are completed. Hashemi has been appointed an attorney and has made two appearances in federal courts since her arrest last week. One of the sessions took place on Friday, the 18th, and a third session is scheduled for Wednesday, the 23rd of January.
Political columnist David William Payer says Marzia Hashemi's treatment by U.S. authorities is very disturbing and unfair.
Marzia Hashemi is from Iran, and even though she's a U.S. citizen, they're not giving her the same respect as a journalist that they would American journalists here in the U.S. on Fox News, CNN, and other outlets that are considered to be legitimate outlets, whereas they are starting to attack more and more the alternative news media, as well as Russia Today and Press TV and other sources of news, and censorship is growing by leaps and bounds almost every day. But I mean, this is quite disturbing what they're doing to Marzia Hashemi, because they are basically holding her without charge. They're saying that she's a material witness to a crime, an unspecified crime. Even if you thought that she might not show up for trial, they would at least keep her in a hotel room or something of that sort in a civilized conditions. But they're treating her as if she's a criminal. And it sounds as if, from what I'm hearing, that it's almost as if they're torturing her. They're keeping her in a cold cell, giving her not very much in the way of warm clothing, not feeding her.
Investigative journalist Tony Gosling says Western media have censored and limited the coverage of Marzia Hashemi's detention in the U.S.
I actually did a quick Google search a few minutes ago on Marcia Hashimi's name. I made sure I'd spelled it correctly on the Google News, and Google are censoring Marcia's story. If you put it in there was virtually nothing about this story, even though there are a few stories in the Western press about this, most of them, this detention, most of them saying, for example, reports say, so that they're putting riders on that in their headlines. Of course, there's no real contention about whether or not Marcia's been detained. We know she has. And the Google and these social media platforms, I think this is potentially, now I have no absolute evidence for this, but the circumstantial evidence from doing my Google search tells me this may be an exercise, in fact, in seeing how much that they can limit and control the coverage of this story, because it's been absolutely minimal here in the West. A few reluctant articles and very, very little proper coverage of it. And certainly it's been down the bulletins. So in other words, not high. I know for a fact, talking to journalists in my home city of Bristol, that many of them use Google News the whole time. So they may be searching for this story, using Google News and finding virtually nothing. And this is incredible, a week after this happened. In fact, it even took, didn't it, 3 days to actually get confirmation from the Americans, who were very, very reluctant to help people understand what had happened to her. She had just disappeared for a few days.